I love that song. Phil Wickham and This Is Our God on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Mm-hmm.
It is 6:11 and it is time for me to be completely stumped,
bottled.
I don't know what you want to call it.
I feel like your record this week is really, really good. You at least got it the last 2 days. I can't remember what happened Monday.
Yeah, I don't think I got it on Monday, at least not the first time. I think I got it on the second. But
last 2 days.
Yeah.
Hit the nail on the head both times.
It's time for that streak to end.
Well, we'll see. Here's what day is it. This is the game where I take a look at all the little weird holidays that are on every single day. And I pick two that are real and I make a third one up. And Beth, and you are going to guess which day is the fake day. And you have. You've guessed it correctly the last 2 days. So we got National Spaghetti Day.
Spaghetti.
The first meal I could make on my own.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's kind of a staple for those for those young
here,
cookers.
This is how you boil water.
Yes.
And my mom liked that, I think, more than I did. Because, Ryan can make supper.
Yeah.
Spaghetti for a week. Okay, so then we also have World Hypnotism Day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting sleepy? The date's chosen to honor some famous hypnotist who recommended using hypnosis instead of anesthetic. No.
There you go.
But anyway, World Hypnotism Day. And then Hold the Clipboard Day. A day to celebrate the backups. The quarterback who's in the game holding the clipboard, who's not the starter, or the understudy who's in the play waiting to...
It's not that person at the mall trying to conduct a survey?
No. It's the person who's waiting to jump in and fill the role.
Ah, okay. Sure.
The understudy hoping someone else gets sick. Anyway, so we got, again, National Spaghetti Day, World Hypnotism Day, and Hold the Clipboard Day. One of these days is not real.
Okay. Interesting. Spaghetti is like one of my absolute favorite meals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one, I can make it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong. Love it. Loved it as a kid. It was the thing I requested when I came home from college, and you know, for me, it was a successful meal if it was also on my shirt when I was done eating, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, ha ha ha. World Hypnotism Day, that's interesting. You know, you always do a really good write-up on the history of it, and I'm kind of reading through it here, and yeah, interesting. Hold the Clipboard Day. This one, I don't know. Now, for me.
Yeah.
When I was in high school and college, I did a lot of theater.
Yeah.
And when I worked in the theater, I did a lot of stage managing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So for me, holding the clipboard was kind of a thing of power.
Ah, yeah. you were the strength behind the scenes
because that meant I was like calling shots.
Yeah.
You know, backstage, you know, because I was, yeah.
I think the analogy here is pulled more from the sports world than the theater world.
Yeah, yeah. So this one, I don't know about that one. That's the one I don't like.
Okay.
I'm going to say you made up Hold the Clipboard Day.
Three days in a row, Beth.
Wow.
Well done. Good job.
Wow. I'm sitting a little taller right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, boy, I need to up my game.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I think the Lord is on my side right now. The Lord has seen me in my distress.
I'm going to back away from you. That's National Spaghetti Day's real day, World Hypnotism real day, Hold the Clipboard Day. I made that up entirely. There is no such day at all anywhere.
Okay. Well, so. I appreciate your creativity.
Yeah, well, thank you.
But
it didn't
work.
Yeah, you win.
Wow.
Here's Love Me Like I Am from Brigade Country on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.